road, and it was, I don't know, it was like a crap. It's not road. It was one of the times, I don't think of that, and never did, so all of them were just sort of proved to be a crap road. I'm gonna put that in there.
All right, good morning. It is 9 a.m. This 29th day of September, 2025. This meeting was supposed to be county clerk at 8:52 a.m. on the 24th day of September, 2025. This is a regular meeting with Marion County Commissioners Court. Today present is myself, County Judge Leibert LaFleur, Commissioner Precinct 1, Mr. J.R. Ashley, Commissioner Precinct 2, Mr. Jacob Patterson, Commissioner Precinct 3, Mr. Paul D. Webb, and Commissioner Precinct Number 4, Mr. Jared R. Lee. We will begin with a word of prayer, which will be led by Commissioner Lee.
Dearly Father, Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be able to come to take care of the county's business today, Lord. Thank you for each and every one that's here. Lord, help us to be able to make wise decisions for the county in your eyes, Lord. Just thank you for all that you've done for us. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag?
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Oh, I forgot my usual good morning. All right, before we begin, read a couple things off so we can get going. It is the intention of the court to provide an open access to the citizens of Marion County to address the Commissioner's Court and express themselves on issues of county government. Members of the public are reminded that the Marion County Commissioner's Court is a constitutional court with both judicial and legislative powers created under the Texas Constitution. As a constitutional court, Marion County Commissioner's Court also possesses the power to issue a contempt of court citation, also under local government code. Accordingly, members of the public in attendance at any regular, special, or emergency meeting of the court shall conduct themselves with proper respect and decorum in speaking to and or addressing the court. In participation in public discussions before the court and in all actions in the presence of the court, proper attire for men and women, children is mandatory. Those members of the public who are inappropriately attired and who do not conduct themselves in an orderly and appropriate manner will be ordered to leave the meeting. Refusal to abide by the court's order and or continued disruption of the meeting may result in a contempt of court citation. It is not the intention of the Marion County Commissioner's Court to provide a public forum for the demeaning of any individual or group. Neither is the intention of this court to allow a member or members of the public to insult the honesty and or integrity of the court as a body or any member or members of the court, individually or collectively. Accordingly, profane, insulting, or threatening language directed towards the court and or any persons in the court presence and or racial, ethnic, or gender slurs will not be tolerated. These rules do not prohibit public criticism of the commissioner's court, including criticism of any act, omission, policy, procedure, program, or services. Violation of these rules may result in the following: cancellation of the speaker's time, removal from the commissioner's court, a contempt citation, and or such other civil or criminal sanctions as may be authorized under the Constitution, statutes, and codes of the greatest state of the Union, Texas. Item number one is the consent agenda.
Any extras?
Yes, sir.
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion by Ashley, second by Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number two, consider for approval proclamation designated the month of October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month for 2025. I always read these because I think they're important. All right, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, October 2025, whereas the crime of domestic violence violates the basic human rights on safety and dignity, and in 2023, 205 Texans were killed due to domestic violence. And whereas the problem of domestic violence and teen dating violence are not confined to any group of people, but cut across all economic, racial, gender, and societal barriers. And whereas the impact of domestic violence and teen dating violence directly affects individuals and communities when society ignores or tolerates violence in relationships. As whereas last year, the Women's Center of East Texas provided face-to-face services to over 1,092 adults and 201 children who experienced domestic violence and provided 6,171 days of shelter. And whereas last year, the Women's Center of East Texas provided these direct services to over 22 victims from Marion County. And now, therefore, I do hereby proclaim the month of October 2025 as National Domestic Violence Awareness Month and call upon the people of Marion County to work together and the Women's Center of East Texas and local partners to provide an end to domestic violence and teen dating. Signed this 29th day of September 2025. And, I'll entertain a motion.
Make a motion for the approval of the proclamation designating the month of October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month for 2025.
Second. Motion made by Lee, seconded by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Unfortunately, we lost one of our clients last Monday at the hands of domestic violence to her husband, and thankfully justice has been served and he's incarcerated now. But it happens very rarely with our clients, but when it does, we want to make sure that the community that we serve is definitely aware of what's going on. And we'd like to invite everybody. We have a free conference coming up October 14th at the Mod Cog, and we're going to have DAs, a couple of FBI agents speaking there with some breakout sessions, food trucks. It's come and go as you please from 8 to 5. We'd love to have all of y'all there. So
we really appreciate everything you guys do. And at this time, it's not on the agenda, but I would like the court to observe a moment of silence for the young lady who lost her life last week to domestic violence. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge.
We'll get a copy of this over to you. Item number three, consider for approval, JAB's Classic Coverage Extend Warranty Preventative Maintenance and Support Agreement from November 1st, 2025 to October 31st, 2026 at a cost of $5,409, authorizing the county judge to sign. This is our courtroom equipment next door, where we're able to, speaking of domestic violence, where we are able to, the Constitution allows for individuals to be able to face their accuser, and when we renovated the courthouse, we put in a special system over there so that mainly child victims did not have to sit in a courtroom with the person who allegedly abused them in any way, shape, or form, so that that child is able to give testimony in the district judge's office and it be brought into the courtroom. And it's a really good system. I think we spent 60-something thousand dollars putting it in, and if it helps one kid not have to sit in a room with somebody that molested them, that is money well worth spent, and or it could be used also for domestic violence victims as well. So it's just an extended warranty so that we can maintain that system.
Motion to approve JAB's classic coverage extended warranty preventative maintenance and support agreement from November 1st, 2025 through October 31st of 2026 at a cost of $5,409, authorizing our county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion made by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number four, consider for approval the address number 8729 for private road, 40 private road located at Dusenberg Street in Marion County, precinct number 4, in accordance with the EDCOG 911 addressing guidelines.
That is, there was a, I guess, when they started that housing addition and stuff back there, this road never was made into a county road. Now they're going to put some houses down there, and since we're not accepting roads in the area, they're going to make it a private road. I want to make a motion for the approval of the address number 8729, private road located at Dusenberg Street in Marion County, precinct 4, in accordance with the EDCOG 911 addressing guidelines.
Second. Motion in 2 seconds. Motion to approve by Lee, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Certainly. We will second by Webb. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, consider for approval renewal of airport storage tank third party liability renewal warranty at $525 with a terrorism cost of $113 from December 1st, 2025, December 1st, 2026, authorizing the county judge to sign. I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any questions? Item number six, consider for approval, renewal application for airport owners and operators policy liability with Old Republic through Assurance Corporation, authorizing the county judge to sign.
Can you sign one more?
Yes. Any questions? Just ask them today.
Thank you.
We might be in that floor.
Motion for the approval of the renewal application for the airport owners and operators policy liability with Old Republic through Assurance Corporation, authorizing the county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number seven, consider for ratification of Exhibit K, secondary manufacturers combined subdivision participation and release form, Al-Bogin, Apotex Corporation, Amina Pharmaceuticals LLC, Hikma Pharmaceuticals USA, Diver Incorporated, Iatris Incorporated, Sun Pharmaceutical Industries, Zydus Pharmaceuticals USA regarding the National Opioid Settlement.
I think you pronounced it properly.
Nobody wants to preach it.
Just make it.
Okay, that's in form of a motion, I would say.
That was in form of a motion by myself, second by Ashley. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number eight, acknowledge audit of Chapter 59 Asset Forfeiture Report from Marion County District Attorney for fiscal year ending in August 2025.
Asset forfeiture report from Marion County District Attorney for fiscal year ending August of 25.
Second. Motion by Ashley, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number nine, consider for approval, county officer to send out notification back patient for injured attorney contract and conflict attorney contract. We do this every year. It's for indigent defense attorney. As you all know, indigent defense eats up a lot of our money. I'm going to say that one more time. Eats up a lot of the taxpayers' money. So we bid it out.
I make a motion for the approval of the county auditor to send out notifications of application for the indigent attorney contract and conflict attorney contract.
Second. Motion by Lee, second by Webb. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, consider ratification of fiscal year 2025 savings grant contract C-02727, September 1st, 2025 through August 31st, 2026. For $4,332.
I make a motion to approve ratification of fiscal year 2026 savings grant contract C-02727, September 1st, 2025, August 31st, 2026, for $4,332.
Second. Motion by Patterson, second by Ashley. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item 11, consider for approval, updated purchasing policy, increasing bid limit to $100,000 per SB-1173. So during the Texas legislative session, they allowed for local governments to increase their purchasing power from $50,000 to $100,000 without a bid process. Probably just on the fact that inflation's so high. Yeah. So we just need to update our policy to show that.
I make a motion for the approval of the updated purchasing policy, increasing the bid limit to $100,000 per SB-1173.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number 12, consider for approval resolution in support of Texans Feeding Texans 2026 grant program through the Texas Department of Agriculture with the Senior Citizen Services of Texarkana Incorporated in the amount of $889.50, authorizing the county judge to sign, and I will read that before we take any action on it. It's a great program. Very expensive. Supplement and extend existing services for homebound persons in Marion County who are elderly and or have a disability pursuant to the Home Delivered Meal Program. Whereas the program rules require the county in which an organization is providing home delivered meals services to make a grant to the organization in order for the organization to be eligible to receive program grant funding. And whereas the program rules further require the county to approve the organization to accounting system or physical agent in order for the organization to be eligible to receive program grant funding. Be resolved by the county. Section 1, the county hereby certifies that it has made a grant to the organization in the amount of $889.50 to be paid and used between February 1st, 2026 and January 31st, 2027. Section 2, the county hereby certifies the organization provides home-delivered meals to homebound persons in the county who are elderly and or have disabilities. Section 3, the county hereby certifies that it has approved the organization's accounting system or physical agent, which meets physical management system requirements as set forth by the Texas Grant Management Standards by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. I'll entertain a motion.
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I make a motion for the approval of the resolution in support of the Texans Feeding Texans 2026 grant program through the Texas Department of Agriculture with the Senior Citizen Service of Texarkana Incorporated SCS in the amount of $889.50, authorizing the county judge to sign.
Second.
Motion by Lee, second by Patterson. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Oh, yes. Let's save it.
We save paper clips in Marion. Item number 13, State Representative Jim Deans make a presentation to the court taking any necessary action. We do have one public comment before that takes place. Ms. Barb Glock, who lives in Marion County, has requested 3 minutes to speak to the court on this matter. The county clerk will take the time. Ms. Glock.
This may not be a big deal because you may know what's happening. I just thought it was peculiar, for lack of a better word, that a presentation with no description of subject or anything was ordered in, and the result was also a take action item. And that's all. And you know, the all fine, and we all have been losing. It just struck me as being a little peculiar. What's his subject? That's all. So no harm. Just curious about what the law might be to action on stuff if we don't know what it is. Okay. That's all. Thank you.
All right. State Representative Jay Dean. Floor is yours, sir. And thank you for being here.
Judge, commissioners, thank y'all for allowing me to be here. Thanks for everybody being here. And just like I'm happy to talk to you maybe after. Visit some more. Basically, what I want to do is let me kind of start from the beginning. In January, we started receiving calls about some actions that we found incomprehensible being taken by our net MUD on behalf of the 7 member cities for Lake of the Pines. Unfortunately, it's being done behind closed doors. And there was a lot of misinformation, a whole lot of lack of transparency. So with the help of Judge LaFleur, Hunter Miners here, and several people here, we put together a town hall meeting at Mims Chapel with probably 400 to 500 people there and really started talking about this whole issue. As we got into the issue, when I talked to some of the cities, in particular locally here in Jefferson, they were being misled by there was going to be some windfall of money coming if they sold their interest in the water Lake of the Pines. When we did the numbers, that windfall of money turned out to be somewhere between $4,000 to $5,000 a month. And as we know in this courtroom, you can't hire deputies, you can't hire fire person, you can't hire, you know, employees for that kind of money. So one of the things that stuck in my mind was let's face it, you know, Jefferson is a very old community. You know, when I first moved here in 1981, it was so good to come to Jefferson. It was kind of like close your eyes, you went old New Orleans, right? And I know there's old pipes and old water and sewer infrastructure, and that was part of their argument. Hey, we're going to get this extra money that we can use to, you know, pay for infrastructure upgrades. Well, that little piece of money wasn't going to go anywhere. So one of the objectives, besides writing legislation to reorganize the net mud into what they can and can't do, we were also able to procure and secure a grant through the Texas Water Development Board for $10 million for Marion County that will come to you and be managed basically by the judge in this court. And it will be for the upgrade and et cetera of water and sewer infrastructure, Marion County. There's a whole lot of small communities here, and we understand the situation of Marion County. Marion County is not the richest county in the state of Texas, but with the help of Governor Greg Abbott and with our Texas House Speaker, Dustin Burroughs, we were able to secure this grant. This is a 90-10 matching grant, and with the help of Judge LaFleur, he was very instrumental in working with me on this, that, you know, the 10% match was something that, hey, Marion County will make it work, and I think this is going to be a great program. You know, one of the big things about when we get these grants is our opportunity to invest back in our community, right? And one of the things we have to do is, you know, everybody's, you know, talking about property tax, and I agree with them. One of the best ways to address property tax is how you broaden your sales tax base. And so when we provide infrastructure, for instance, one of the first things we did was to contact Brookshire's. For 5 years now, Brookshire's has been talking about the new facility up on, 259 and what, 2208, and that's gone nowhere. Well, once we knew that this was a possibility, we talked with them. We think now that there's going to be the opportunity to do that. And this is a state-of-the-art, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a state-of-the-art facility for them with, you know, all of the, you know, the pharmacy and the drive-thrus and the, you know, the fueling stations and whatnot. So just as an example, that is an absolute great potential, you know, sales tax base for the county. So it just makes good sense in a lot of places. But I'm real excited and happy to be able to bring to you a grant that's very much needed, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have.
So basically, I don't think the court has any questions at this time, and I don't think at this time we have anything to take any action on. I added taking any necessary action in case we did. Thank you, Representative Dean, for your diligence and helping the County of Marion. To put it into perspective, we are sitting on a grant that possibly can be a game changer, not only, you know, for the City of Jefferson, which the people who live in the City of Jefferson do pay property taxes, but for all the rural communities throughout Marion County. And, you know, we know we're not rich county, but I will say, this is the only county that you represent that has not a penny in any kind of debt whatsoever, and we're very proud of that. And to receive a grant that could more than float the weight of the county for over a year, you know, this is larger than our annual budget, to be able to help the community, whether it be a Brookshire's project, which I think is an outstanding way that we can help all the citizens of Marion County, because as everyone in this room knows, we only have one grocery store, and it's falling apart. And I would love for Brookshire's to be able to put in probably one of the best stores that they've built in the last decade, which would help our sales tax immensely, because it is out in the county, it's not in the city. the fuel, they told us that the day we met with them, be the cheapest fuel in the county.
Yeah.
They guaranteed that to me. And the potentials with this is, I don't even know how to explain how wonderful this is. We have a community out of Mims whose water system is just absolutely failing. People go 4, 5, 7, 10 days without any water to their home. And, you know, this court, I think, in the future will be able to do a lot of good with this and provide services throughout the county of Marion.
Yeah. Again, a couple quick things, Judge. No disrespect on the creditworthiness of the county. However, I know for a fact just in Jefferson, the amount of money they spend annually just on patching and fixing pipe. And it's costly. It needs to be fixed long term. And to ask an entity to come up with $10 million to get a jump start on trying to really get ahead of this problem. And I hope there's more to come. This is this community is growing. We have a lot of people moving out of the Dallas area, retirees that are moving into Jefferson. Just look at the cost of homes and properties in and around Jefferson right now. I mean, it's happening, but we need to get in front of and help to continue to grow. And I'm a firm believer. I watched it as we did that long view. As we expand that sales tax base, it allows the cities and the county doesn't have the property tax, but it allows the cities not to have to put the property tax burden as badly on the homeowner when we have the sales tax revenue to work with. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy that this has worked all out, and to help Judge LaFleur and others, we're happy to help. And like I said, hopefully there's more to come.
Well, we really appreciate you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Again, I don't think we need to take any action on this at the time. Obviously, this will come up on future agenda items for us to try to figure out what to do with this. With this, it is a grant. It's not a boon. We as the court will have to come up with the 10%, and or if we, give an example, if we were to help with the Brookshire's program, we would come up with the 10% for the city of. If it's a private company, like a water company out in the county, just like we did with the Harleton Water Supply, obviously we're going to have them come up with the 10%, you know, get some skin in the game.
Yes.
It's not a given. But with local government, we're going to be able to help them out.
Judge, and there's not a timeline on this, so obviously y'all have time to plan. I know there's already plans out there, so it doesn't have like an
expiration date.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah. You know, and the way we do business and the way another governmental entity may conduct their business is completely different. You know, if we were to do something, it'll be, we're going to put it out for bid. We're going to post it. It's going to be for everybody to see. We don't do no brother-in-law jobs around this place. We don't do no brother-in-law jobs. So again, thank you. No action taken on item number 13. Item number 14, discuss and take any necessary action on South Shore Volunteer Fire Department and Jackson's Volunteer Fire Department merger. There is a letter in your packets. You will see, you know, there's a huge burden on our communities right now to get volunteers. You know, everybody has issues with that currently. Right now, the South Shore Volunteer Fire Department can no longer operate under the circumstances that they have been for all these years. And it's a huge burden on our community. As most of you know, I know Commissioner Lee does, and I do. We both live in that part of the county, have property in that part of the county. The South Shore is, you literally have to drive through Upshur County to get there, to get back into Marion County.
And Harrison.
Yeah, and Harrison. So you drive through two other counties to get back into Marion County, and they just don't have the volunteers any longer. You know, that's an aging community. And it's very worrisome that we are having to divert funding from one volunteer fire department to another volunteer fire department, especially since that volunteer fire department is, what, 10, 12 miles from, at least from each other. But you have a letter here stating that the South Shore Volunteer Fire Department would like to merger with the Jackson Volunteer Fire Department. I will say this, the Orr City Fire Department, the ESD over in Orr City in Upshur County, has stepped up. You know, when it comes to saving property or lives, there is no county line. There is no territorial boundary. You know, when someone dials 911 and needs help, they have really stepped up to helping that community. And I would like to publicly thank that ESD in Upshur County for all their help in the last few months. And I think that this, the action that we take here today will continue as we move forward in life. Young folks are so busy today with kids and activities that it's hard for them to be on call at the ready to help their neighbors, even though they would probably want to. It's difficult. I know how difficult it is. I mean, I got two little ones and a wife, and we don't slow down for anything. I don't know whether I'm washing or hanging most days. So I would propose, I make a motion that we allow this merger. So in my motion, we would merge South Shore Volunteer Fire Department with Jackson Volunteer Fire Department. And in that motion, I would like to add that any funding that was going to South Shore would now be diverted to Jackson Volunteer Fire Department.
Second.
Motion by myself.
Second.
Commissioner Lee. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn by Commissioner Ashley. Second by Commissioner Tyson. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.